Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard of Gold, and do you know what? Since the last time I was talking to you, I have become a granddad, and I was absolutely delighted. And my son, he produced, along with his wife, a baby boy, and he's going to be called Oliver. Well, he is called Oliver, and I'm delighted to be a granddad, even though I'm far too young and far too handsome to be a granddad, but there you go. Tomorrow, I'm going to be travelling from here in Catalonia and going back to Ireland for a wee trip. And it's going to be a very fast trip indeed, because I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon after I've finished work and going to travel in the evening time, have a little bit of time in the evening when I get there, and then I shall travel back the next day. So I'm only away for one night, and I have to come back, and when I get back I shall be back at work here again on Thursday. So it's going to be a flying visit indeed, and I'm sort of looking forward to it, but I have a bit of trepidation at the thought of starting the day tomorrow at 5 o'clock, when I have to get up to start work at 6 o'clock. It's the only morning I have to work early, and it has to be the one that I'm going to be travelling. And then in the afternoon, I will be heading down to Barcelona to get the plane. And again, it's a bit of a shame that I can't get the plane from Girona, because that would be far easier. And then so from Barcelona, I can't remember what time, about 6 o'clock or something like that, we'll be getting a flight out to Dublin. And be jumping in a car, a hire car, and travelling another hour to get to County Cavan in Ireland. And there I shall be able to spend some time with my grandson, Oliver Allen. Marvellous. Or what? So that's what's happening for the next couple of days. And of course, what I'm going to be going, I'm going to be taking my stuff with me to do a bit of recording of things as I go. I like to keep up to date with what's going on and put a few things out on a blog. The events of the journey, sort of make notes of things that I see, take some photographs, and generally sort of log the journey if I can. Obviously when I'm driving I won't be able to do much of that then, but when I'm actually sort of on the plane and then waiting for the plane to go and stuff like that, I shall maybe make a video, take a few photographs, and maybe talk into my telephone and doing a bit of recording into Twisted Wave on my iPhone, because that's the best place to do some recording. I don't think I'll take the iPad with me, because it's a bit big and heavy. I think I'll take the other thing, the Nexus 7. I've been using that quite so much lately, but it's a really good device. I'm going to be going back more to using iOS. Especially looking forward to see what happens with Apple tomorrow, because they're having their big thing. And it'll be interesting to see if they come up with a new iPad. I'm a bit fed up with the Samsung Galaxy S3 I've got, and well, I'm quite tempted to see about getting iPhone 6 when it comes out. Or even maybe if the prices just come right, maybe just get an iPhone 5S and do that instead, because that would still be better than what I've got now with the iPhone 4, which I use sometimes, and it'll be better, much better still than the Galaxy S3. So we'll get onto technology here quite quickly, didn't we? But I'm a techno geek anyway. And as regards being a techno geek, I am in fact good and geeky. Well, Good and Geeky is going to be the brand, the name of my brand for my books. I've already written a book, which is the thing called, so I haven't exactly definitely gone for a title yet, but it's going to be something like Good and Geeky, The Geek Writer's Workflow. And it's all about using technology to actually have a writer's workflow where you start from the idea stage and build the ideas out and get brainstorming and get stuff out of your head. Moving on to a way to organise those ideas and put them into more linear fashion. And then moving on from there into actually sort of filling out the spaces that you've got from the organising and the brainstorming and putting it all together. And then filling in all the words, you know, putting the clothes onto the clothes horse, or the meat onto the bones, as it were, onto the skeleton of what I've created with my my starting points. And these starting points I've got, I mean, they can work from any direction. I mean, I can start off if I'm using the iPhone. I can do it if I'm using one of my Android devices even, although I'm moving away from Android at the moment. Or I can do it from my desktop computer using various applications, such as mind mapping. I'll tell you which one I'm going to be using in the book. And also outlining tools. And maybe even missing out the outlining tools and using a specific tool within Scrivener, which is my writer's working place. Obviously, I'm going to be using Drag and Dictate to dictate the words in. And with that, I can write pretty damn fast. And of course, once I've got that done, that's not the finish of the job, because after that, we have to move on to the editing of the writing, where I look for spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, getting the flow right. I read stuff out aloud, and also I put into an application called Hemingway, and that makes sure that my sentences are not too long and wordy, and basically we've got some sort of easy to read stuff, because I don't want the sentences to be too gobbledygook and full of jargon and difficult to understand. So I'll put that through the app there. It tells me what I need to do, perhaps a bit of rewriting. In fact, the Hemingway application I really like. I've been doing quite a lot of rewriting, and in fact, while I'm using it, it actually makes me feel like a real writer. Having said that, what's going to make me feel even more like a real writer is when I've actually got these books published. And these books are going to be published quite soon, and they're going to be self-published, because when we self-publish, we don't have any gatekeepers standing in the way. I've been listening to a few podcasts, which is all about self-publishing, and it is the way to go. I mean, people like Hugh Howey, he's made a huge pile of money selling the Wool series, and I read those books and I really enjoyed them, and they're self-published, and he uses the self-publishing because he makes more money. Instead of having the books being sort of in charge of, rights have gone to the publisher, and he's not able to say, well, I want a different cover on it, I want to change the price on it, I want to do this or that with it. He wouldn't be able to do any of that with a publisher. He's got it self-published. It means that he can make changes, he can change the price when he wants to, he can do special offers, he can basically sell more books, which is the name of a podcast I've been listening to as well. There's two guys on it. One's called Jim Cookrell and the other one's called Brian Cohen. And do you know what? I really like the podcast because these two guys, they've really got a great attitude towards book marketing, towards self-publishing. And I just love their enthusiasm. It's brilliant. So I'm following a lot of the advice that they come up with. In each of their podcasts, they come up with three tips and they say, well, I like this tip best out of three of them, you know. And I'm learning a huge amount of stuff. That's the other thing I have to do. I have to start building an email list. Find people that are interested in doing geeky things, because that's my brand, Good and Geeky. So I'll say the first one is going to be about a writer's workflow, but I've got another one nearly written, and it's about photography. So Good and Geeky writer's work thing, or Good and Geeky photographer's book. And then I'm going to have another one, which is I've got loads of different things I can do about being geeky. I mean, I used to be a teacher, so I think having a book about being a good and geeky teacher would be a good thing to do. And also, I'd like to think that I could write a book, which is me as a 16-year-old, perhaps slightly disillusioned with education, and talking about how to be a good and geeky student. If you're a bit disillusioned and you want to take charge of your own education. So that's another book I've got in the pipeline. Oh yeah, and the other one I've got as well is going to be, which I've got half written already. It's called, it's about life logging or life casting. And it's about the sort of thing that I do when I'm going on my trips. So like this one to Dublin, where I'm going to, you know, take pictures of people as I'm going, do a bit of chatting about this, that and whatever as I go, commenting on stuff. And maybe doing some sort of talking head stuff when I'm talking into the camera myself and taking pictures of myself and selfies. Got to do some selfies. And that's all the sort of life casting type thing, or life logging. And this life logging, I mean, it could be something that you sort of make public and everyone can see, or it could be something that is completely sort of private, which only gets released to the world upon your death. Whichever way you want to do it, or it doesn't have to be when you're dead. It could be when you're old enough and you don't care anymore. So anyway, that's Good and Geeky, and my thoughts about what I'm up to at the moment with regards to the books I'm publishing and going off to Dublin and becoming a granddad. And this is Dave Allen. I'm sitting on a bench in front of the beach in Plajadaro, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.